This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations along the line on the GCN Live Radio Network, as well as USA Radio, and selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the big markets around the country. Now, also, some leading independents and other stations scattered in between, here, there, and everywhere, and on the Internet and satellite around the world. And a special shout-out to Maria in Germany, who's listening to us with her friends over there in Germany right now. So, back to a special shout that we always put out for our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and the UPS, soon to be going on strike, I might add, drivers, our bulk mail center mail haulers, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel around the countryside, so we can go where we want to go. Now, also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Donald Trump's Truth Social website. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Find us on undergroundusa.com. Also find us on the KyleWarrenShow.com. We're over there. And many other places, including our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right. First of all, welcome aboard Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
And not to be excluded in anything, and he's going to have a special welcome here, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
There they are out on the porch. They've been waiting. 82 degrees down here, mostly cloudy.
You know, it's better than rain. And
that's what you got.
yeah, a lot of rain, but that's okay.
Yeah, I've been watching the flooding up there in that area, so I hope you're safe and dry.
Yeah, we're doing okay. To the people who are affected, my thoughts, of course.
Okay, Kyle, lead us in the pledge, please.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, well, we had triple sonic sound there. And, of course, we always emphasize the two words under God. Frank, I'm going to get on my soapbox for about 60 seconds. Here I go. This is something that I saw yesterday in Hot Air. Hotair.com from Town Hall. What did Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Loretta Lynch, and James Comey know about the Russia collusion? And when did they know it? Now, John Durham dropped a bombshell in his testimony to the House Oversight Committee because in his report, he said the special counsel had already revealed to these four and others who had been briefed back in August of 2016, that the Russian collusion allegation was nothing more than a political attack coming from Hillary Clinton. Now, Durham testified that the briefing had included a referral memorandum that Comey received. However, Durham discovered the FBI agents assigned to the investigation were never informed of John Brennan's CIA briefing or the political context of the Steele dossier. In essence, Comey obstructed the FBI's own investigation and contributed to the false representations to the FISA court. Now, Comey isn't the only one that covered it up, because it goes back to Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Loretta Lynch, who all contributed to the Russian hysteria that followed. Now, both before and after the election, while knowing full well that it was nothing but a dirty political trick, this, to me, smells like, well, let's call it collusion.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't. I mean, unless he came back with saying that these people need to be indicted, asking to see the grand jury, giving referrals himself to say these people should be charged, this is nothing more than wasted space on the front page.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen?
Nothing.
What's going to happen to any of these people? What is it, if the House holds investigations, what's going to come of that?
Nothing.
The worst thing that happened to anybody in this whole thing was the fact that Adam Schiff got censured, and so what?
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. The left doesn't care. It served its purpose. It did what it was supposed to do. It stained Donald Trump to the point where they're still talking about it today. They're still talking about it today.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Adam Schiff if there was collusion between Trump and the Russians. He still says yes.
Yep.
They don't care about reality. They don't care about the facts. You know, Durham sat down and said, hey, you know, and this is it in a nutshell. Well, there was no Russian collusion. The FBI didn't have any evidence and any reason to open an investigation, and it was all Hillary's doing. In fact, she lied about it. She committed a crime, and she's the one that everybody should have been going after, including about her emails and what she did with classified information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where are the indictments? Who's getting arrested? What investigation has been started? And what's going to happen under Merrick Garland and the FBI in its current state today?
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing.
So, you know, everybody's going, well, we got you. Okay. Big deal. And I've been saying this for a while. We got to wait for the Durham report. The Durham report's going to come out. Well, if he's not naming names and pointing fingers and putting handcuffs on people, so what?
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. Appreciate it very much. And this portion of the program, a conversation with Frank Stivato from UndergroundUSA.com and Kyle Warren, who's tag teaming along with me, is being brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Remember, Moss Nissan, the home of the You Serve, You Save bonus, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, police, or church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to you on the discounts you're going to get. Now, Nissan locations for Moss are the flagship store, Newport Richey, at 19 and 54. Plus, you have the Nissan and Acura dealers, side-by-side, two separate dealerships from Moss at Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50, right up against the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road right there on the western side of Brooksville. Either way, check them out online, M-A-U-S, Moss, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Set up an appointment and see how good life can be at Moss Nissan. And by the way, they do repairs, too. Very affordable repairs, oil changes, all that sort of stuff. Check them out. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, Kyle has a question he wants to ask, so go away. Go ahead, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Frank. And, you know, I guess when Joe Biden is not building railroads to, and I quote, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Indian Ocean in Africa, unquote. He's playing the heavy, evidently, sitting in the room with Hunter Biden as they try to intimidate the Chinese to make a payment of some sort. Of course, I'm talking about the transcript that came out from the that the whistleblowers are talking about. What do you think about all that? I mean, this is pretty good stuff, isn't it?
Well, look, it just codifies what everybody suspected about the Biden crime family, is that they're using their positions to extort money from entities and states for access to the American federal government. Now, again, you know, ending point like was in the first segment, what's going to come of it? Nothing. No one's going to impeach Joe Biden. Nobody wants Kamala Harris. You know, so Hunter Biden is found to be guilty of tax evasion for over $1 million and weapons charges. And, well, you go sit in the corner for a little bit there, Hunter. You're in timeout. That's about how bad his punishment is going to be. So we knew. And people who are aware and knew that the Bidens were using their positions to graft for money. It's not about serving the public with these people. It's about gaining as much wealth as they possibly can off the taxpayers' back while they're in office. He's been doing it for getting on 40 years. And what's going to happen to it? That should be the biggest question here. What's going to happen now that we have tangible evidence that he is someone who's using his position to enrich himself? You know, why aren't we seeing things happen criminally? Well, we know it's because of Merrick Garland and the DOJ is compromised. What's the solution? The solution is to take the power away from the federal government. You know, right now we've got a centralized government in the United States, which is never, ever what the framers intended for our country. So the governors of the states have to start stepping up and talking about the cancer in our country that is an overbearing and overreaching federal government. You start taking the power away from those positions and put them back to the limited power that they're supposed to have with the Constitution. Now the Chinese and the Ukrainians don't really give a damn if they can talk to the president, because the president can't dip into the treasury to pay him. So the question really has to be, what are we going to do about it? We know the federal government's corrupt. We know the bureaucracy runs interference for elected officials to the point where there's nothing the people can do about what they do. Adam Schiff can lie. Joe Biden can graft. People can get elected to the House and the Senate, which doesn't pay millions of dollars, and come out years later as multimillionaires. And nobody wants to talk about that. So what's the solution? The solution is to take the power away so that the people who want to pay under the table to be able to rub shoulders with power have to do it times 50 if they want to get anything done.
Very interesting indeed. Well, you know, just listening to what you're talking about here, you know, there is, I think, the voters have a great power in terms of what they see, what's happening with Joe Biden, these things that are coming out, and they're going to be the ultimate arbiter of that, at least in the short term, by saying, okay, this guy probably shouldn't be elected to a second term, basically. But what do you think of the people out there who either don't want Trump or don't want Biden? And because the captain and I were talking off air, there's a new poll out there saying it looks like unknown third-party candidate could actually have a significant impact, at least in this case, maybe handing it to Trump. But I think a lot of people out there are looking for a real change. What do you think?
Well, you got to look at the danger that a third-party candidate can do, too. Remember Ross Perot? You know,
yes.
A third-party candidate that exists center-right could take votes away from the right and give you Biden again. So we got to be very careful with that. But to a larger point, this is why you don't pollute the field with people who have no chance of winning in the primaries. I'm seeing people come out. There's a representative, an ex-U.S. representative from, I believe, Texas, who
Will
just
Hurd.
Announced
Will Hurd.
Yeah, Will Hurd. what are you doing? What are you doing? It's going to take you 2 years to get name recognition. He's got no chance of winning. You know, so why are we polluting the field? We did this last time, too. We needed two nights and two stages for debates. That's a failure of the RNC. The RNC should make sure that when it's debate time, there's no more than four people on the stage. So we can't have people throwing their hats because they believe it's their time. There has to be a consensus well beyond your circle of close friends that says run for president. And that goes with the left side too, but in reverse. You've got a very potent challenger to Joe Biden in a primary in Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's got double digits in support, and they won't even have a debate. So both political parties, what are you doing to actually serve the members of your party? Republicans are just watering down the field as hard as they can with as many names. That doesn't work. The Democrats are saying, well, we've got a viable challenger, but we're going to try to silence him. That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So to Kyle's point, yeah, the people have a lot to say about this, but it's going to take a great focus and maybe people outside the candidates saying, hey, we can't trust the major party leadership anymore because they are part of the cancer. You know, Rhoda McDaniels, I don't trust her to throw her. And the fact that we've got so many people with their hat in the ring now, it's a failure of leadership. She never should have been reelected as the head. And right now, we should change course and get rid of her before it gets too far down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whichever communist entity happens to be running the Democrat Party, you know, they have to go too. Because they're just saying, they're doing exactly what they did last time. Okay, let's make a deal with somebody so we can pick the person who's going to run instead of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what Hillary did to Bernie?
Sure.
Well, they're trying to do the same thing to Kennedy, but I don't think Kennedy's going to be bought off as easy.
Nope. Nope. Plus, he's got an agenda.
Well, he's got a hell of a platform, man. It's kind of scary if you're a Republican because it's a good platform.
And he's got the name.
Damn straight he's got the name.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at his track record from the private sector, when he clenches down his teeth on something, he doesn't let go.
Mm-hmm.
So the traction that he's getting, and he's got the formula, right? He's using the Reagan formula. Go around the press and talk directly to the people. And that's what he's doing. He's not wasting any time on mainstream media. He's going to every popular podcast out there. He's going on social media. He's taking the message directly to the people. And he's talking to both sides.
Mm. Well, Mr. Frank, here comes the music. I got to let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. Stay dry up there. And undergroundusa.com is a website. Go there. Check it out.
Stay low, my friend.
Thank you very much. Okay. Frank Silvato, Underground USA. Kyle, you hang on. Folks are coming right back. We got a lot more stuff to talk about here. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We knew it would be, at least down here for a while yet.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Titan, the Ocean Gate Expedition's deepwater submersible, holding a captain and four guests for a tour of the Titanic wreckage that went missing, was sadly found yesterday in what appears to be a catastrophic failure, killing all on board. Movie director James Cameron has roughly 33 dives to the Titanic site and told ABC News that materials used in Titan's structure was a bad choice.
This sub had no backup. It didn't have a lot of backup systems, from what I understand, and it was predicated on what I think of as a fundamentally flawed design principle, which is a carbon fiber hull, which when I first heard about a move toward composite hulls, and this was many years ago, even when I was designing my sub, I told those guys, I said, somebody's going to get killed in that sub or in a sub like it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And you know, we do a lot of things here in the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, but let's start with this.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
And for all you folks along the network that are listening to us, that applies to your local hometown station you're listening to us right now. Support the advertisers on the station that support this show and others like it. That's how we stay on the air. That's how we expand. That's how we add new affiliates like we've been doing. You hear us talking about the new affiliates we've got, the new people calling in from around the country. That's what that's all about. This is America, folks. We are Americans first, and we need to act like it, get our act together, and get these bums that created this mess the heck out of D.C. and elsewhere. Kyle Warren, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. And the voters, I think, Captain, have a very special mission this next go-around.
You bet they do, because if they like America and they want to keep it, especially I'm going to talk to three groups of people right now. I'm going to talk to the veterans, I'm going to talk to the first responders, and I'm going to talk to the patriotic Americans that fly their American flags every day and say God bless America and the Pledge of Allegiance, okay? You are the people that count. Don't let anybody ever tell you, what are you saying the American Pledge of Allegiance for? How come you got a flag? I mean, those are fighting words, folks. Those are fighting words. And if they don't like it, tell them you'll help them pack up and leave. We'll even give them the transportation to take them down to the steamship line at the port and send them to Iran. I'll tell you what. Let's send them all to Africa. See how they like that.
Well, yeah, that's definitely an interesting notion.
Well, it's not a notion. It's a promise. I mean, if they don't like it here, we'll see to it they get somewhere where they're really not going to like it.
Well, I think a lot of people have found that out over the years.
Okay, you're out there in California, right?
Yep.
Why?
Well, it's a long story, yeah.
I know, it's got to do with the kids and this, that, and the other. But, my God, Kyle, who's left out there? Who's going to pay the big high tax rate? You think Gavin Newsom is going to keep stealing from the rich to give to the poor? Uh-uh, that's not what he's doing. He's trying to buy votes. He's certainly not fixing the roads. I hear from the truckers every day the roads are all tore up again out there.
Yeah, there's many, many challenges in California. No doubt about that.
It starts with the word D for Democrat.
Well, and it's a good example of a monoparty system, and it's an even better example of the idea of what the Democrat Party elite want to make the rest of America look like in terms of the idea that you might have Republicans, but they need not show up because they're always going to be outnumbered.
Name one place where there's a Democratic mayor where everything is running according to Hoyle, that they've got extra money that they don't know what to do with, that their streets are clean, they don't have bums living in the streets and defecating all over the place. Name one place that's run by a Democrat that's clean as a whistle compared to the Republican cities, where I can name probably 50 cities right now.
Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
Name one.
Yeah, well, you can't. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you, because the big blue cities are being run like a trash heap.
Well, true. Look at what's happening in San Francisco. It used to be really quite a city, and now we're seeing all kinds of problems, and to the point where the mayor there wants to tear down the big shopping mall in the center of the city at Union Square.
Yeah.
and maybe put a sports stadium there. I mean, I don't know what she's on, but we'll see.
Well, how about a big house for the homeless?
Well, exactly. The problem is it's multifaceted in the sense that you've got, when you let crime go rampant, when you start really just letting the criminals run free as opposed to trying to stop the criminals, mm-hmm. so that the free people, regular people, can walk around freely, that's a huge problem.
Okay, well, I've been sitting on a story all night, and we got just a little bit of time to talk about it. It's about Biden's Health and Human Services. They want to change the definition of the word person to exclude humans before birth.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's going to change HIPAA's definition of person to exclude human beings before birth.
And that would solidify their abortion position.
Well, exactly. See, this is where the central message is always going to come back to. We saw a preview of it in the midterms. And of course, it was on the heels of the Roe v. Wade decision being sent back down to the states, almost as a gift to the Democrats running in the midterms, because that's the one thing that stopped the red wave, in my opinion, because the Democrats were able to simply emphasize the abortion issue so much so, to the exclusion of all else, that message got through. So it really wasn't, do you want the economy to get better, or do you want to make sure abortion is abundant? And then a lot of people picked the abundant abortion.
Now, for all the people out there that used to drink Bud Light and have switched to other beers because of what Bud Light did when they went woke, their sales have dropped another 30% compared to the same week last year. They're trying. They really are trying to do something, but it's too little, too late. They've lost their market share. They're having to pay. They're having to pay the distributors money for losing their sales of this Bud Light product, and they're thinking that's going to help them out. No, it's not.
Well, this is becoming cautionary tale. Just don't do it. Don't wade into the political, social thing of the day. And if you want your product to have widespread appeal, that's the idea.
All right, hold that thought. We don't have a lot of time left. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Bill in Sarasota, man.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Glad you're back on the radio.
Thank you.
Something bothers me, and it bothers me every time people say the voters have to take power back. It's like Stalin said, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
True.
That takes into account that we have free and fair elections, and we've got to do away, and it's all the state legislators that have to take it back.
Right.
You have to get people in charge of the state legislatures.
Correct.
That have cojones,
mm-hmm.
and we'll do away with ballot harvesting,
yep.
and electronic voting machines. Arizona,
yep.
parts of Arizona have gone back to paper ballots,
yes,
which is
have.
What we tried to do in Sarasota,
mm-hmm.
back in 2000-2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter if we can't do it peacefully, the country's gone.
Well, I don't disagree with anything you're saying, Bill, and I'll add one more to it. We, the people, have got to get together, unify ourselves, and do something instead of nothing.
Well, absolutely. That's right. And the something we have to do, I think, is elect President Trump again, because he's the only one who knows where the bodies are buried.
You bet. And give him a Senate to work with and a Congress to work with and watch and see how fast things get cleaned up. You betcha.
Absolutely. Are you going down to Port Charlotte to Two Guys Gun Show this weekend?
No, I'm not. That's just a little bit too far. The doctor won't let me go that far.
Gotcha. Well, keep the faith. Keep your health, brother.
Thank you. I will. Thank you, Bill, very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Kyle, we're wrapping up the deal here, and you're going to go by the wayside until tonight. But I want you to tell everybody real quick how we can hear you at your very best.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and I look forward to talking to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care.
Take care. Thank you very much. Okay, now, folks, I got a real treat for you here. Surprise, surprise, the sports segment's coming up with Patrick Hyland. We'll tell you what the treat is when he comes on the air with me here just about 3 minutes from now. So we're getting ready to take a break. We'll come back from that break. I'm going to let the lovely Kathy Curtis take us to that break. And when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we certainly hope that you can take advantage of the weather. There may be some rain headed our way in about another hour or so. We'll see. Depends on how much and what for. But a lot of flooding up in the panhandle tonight. Okay, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And by the way, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is the longest-running sponsor I've had in my program. They've been with me since I first went on the radio, love them to death. Great people. They know what they're doing when it comes to your blind shades and shutters. They are absolutely the best that does what they do. And I'll stand behind them every inch of the way. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That might get you a little treat. Maybe a donut out of the back room and a cup of coffee, too. But they are really good at what they do. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop in or call them at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. To schedule an appointment or just stop on by. And for your people around the country, if you need parts for your blinds or your shades or your shutters, give them a call. They just might have it, and they'll send it right along to you. 941-922-2345. Local, experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Well, in the studio with me is none other than Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone guru. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Pleasure to be with you live.
Yeah, and kind of snuck in the doorway, and here he is. But I want to run something by you. You probably have heard about the good fortune for the people of Philadelphia with their collapsed I-95 bridge set to reopen in record time in about maybe another 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes, sir. Philadelphia freedom, baby.
Do you know why?
No, sir, I don't.
NASCAR got involved. The surface that they use on NASCAR to repair the tracks, it fixes the track very quickly in a matter of a day or two or three versus a month or so, like the standard paving that you got to let it see dry, can't drive it, and all that. So as a result, they've rebuilt this bridge thanks to NASCAR with their technology. And they've done that in Florida, too, a couple times, okay?
Yes.
So here we go. This is really something.
No, it's awesome. Homestead Miami Speedway down there in South Florida, they've done some things down there, and now they're doing it up in Philly. NASCAR, the cool thing about NASCAR is they're always giving back to the community. You talk to those drivers. They really love the sport, and they love the people. And it's a very popular sport. It's exciting. People, we joke around about it, you know, turn left, go fast, but it's a great sport that's just a lot of fun, and it's gotten popular every decade, and I commend them for it, and I'm very happy they're doing that up in Philly. They'll be in Nashville this weekend, Captain. That'll be a lot of fun up there.
Everybody knows about turn left, go fast, and about fast cars and fast women and all that good stuff when they were growing up, because the girls like the guys with the hot cars.
That's true. That's a very good point, sir.
Yep, and especially the convertibles that went fast.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
there's a cool song, Captain, Private Malone, mm-hmm. Okay, and it's about a 64 Corvette. And a very neat song and about him passing away in the Vietnam War. And the guy bought the car from his mom. And he goes, I'm riding here with Private Malone. And very cool. Very cool song. A lot of people out there that listen to your show know about that.
I'll have to pick that up.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Well, where do you want to start?
Well, let's talk. You know, NASCAR again, they'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm looking forward to that race this weekend. We didn't have one last weekend because of Father's Day, which is cool. Give the guys a break and let them spend time with their family. So I'm excited. I'm curious who's going to make those final playoff spots, too, in NASCAR, Captain. That's up for grabs.
Got a win to be in.
I love that. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's the way it should be. You know, that's what's great about sports, Captain. You have to be competitive. You have to win. That's what made this country great last time I checked. Mm-hmm. And if you lose, be a gentleman about it. And guess what? You can learn just as much losing as winning.
Wait a minute. Maybe you'll get a participation trophy for showing up.
Sure. That's wonderful. That's really good for the kids. Or I love the new one, Captain. And I'm saying don't go overboard. But I never had coaches tell me this, and thank God they didn't. But, Patrick, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's just play the game and have fun and enjoy it, and it's okay. You know, no, there's winners and there's losers, and let's tell it like it is and quit sugarcoating it. There was a great speech by a great baseball coach, Captain. The plate's 17 inches wide. Okay, period. Just because you can't get it over the plate, we're not going to make it 18. We're not going to make it 19. Oh, you're still having problems. Let's make it 25. No, you either get the job done or you don't. Why can't our country go back to that, sir? Then it'd be a fantastic world we live in. And some people would get hurt, but guess what? I believe it'd be make more people better than mediocrity.
Speaking of getting hurt, I think one of the Rays' starting pitchers got hurt last night.
Yeah, I like that kid a lot, too.
McClanahan?
Yeah. I mean, he's a good one, Cap.
What happened to him?
Just something tweaked. You know, they'll check it out today and see. You know, he's been off and on again on the IR this year. And, you know, our bodies aren't made, Captain, to throw a baseball, unfortunately.
Not the way they throw them now.
Even back in the day.
And early win. You remember early win?
Oh, sure.
He'd pitch 300 innings a year and not say a word. His arm was, like, actually forked over to the right to the way he threw the ball. His arm,
yes.
He actually deformed his arm in the process, and he was a Hall of Fame pitcher.
Yeah, that's what happens. Because if you listen to Dr. Andrews, who's just probably the best orthopedic surgeon in our lifetime, who's fixed a lot of knees and shoulders and elbows, it's our bodies aren't meant for golf, baseball, football. It just is what it is. Even, you know, any sport, tennis, that's why you get tennis elbow. It's just an unnatural thing you do. That's why the women, you're talking about pitching, Captain, the women with softball, flinging the thing underneath, that's more of a natural movement. That's why they don't have the arm problems that the Major League Baseball players have.
They could throw a 100-mile-an-hour pitch.
Yeah, Exactly. You know, and that's, you know, it's pretty awesome. So they had the basketball draft last night, Captain, and I like what the Orlando Magic did. I really do. They got some quality guys that I think can help the franchise out. Kind of reminds me of the Penny Hardaway and the Shaq days. If these two kids can pull it off, oh, man, a lot of people, you know, the NBA loves the Magic. I'd love to get Major League Baseball to love our Rays as much as the NBA loves the Magic. But we'll see if it ever happens. Now with the Giants moving to Vegas, that's changed everything too, Cap. So, I don't know about that.
Well, they have a market. They have the tickets. The advanced ticket sales are more than what they had in San Francisco, so that's a good sign.
It is. That's a great point, Captain. And I don't know if, especially you and Kyle were talking about it earlier on the show in reference to San Francisco not being the city it used to be.
Oh, it's shutting down.
And can it really? Could Tampa Bay sustain two baseball teams?
No.
Okay.
Minor league, yes.
Oh, absolutely. But San Francisco, they can't. And Oakland, they can't handle two. That's why they can't handle two pro, you know, football teams. It's just there's so many things to do nowadays. It's either financially, socioeconomics that you can't pull it off.
And I'm still trying to figure out why people say, "Well, we don't like to play in Tropicana Field. We don't like to go there."
Yeah.
Why? If it's raining, you're not going to get wet. Right?
Yes.
If it's 100 degrees outside, you're not going to be in 100 degree heat.
No.
I mean, I kind of like that.
No, I love the dome. What people don't like, Captain, is the way the roof is, the way the catwalk is. There are some gimmicky parts of the stadium. I tolerate it and accept it because I do like it. I think it's great. Unfortunately, it's not a great location, and the late George Steinbrenner said it perfectly.
Back when they called it the Carrier Dome at Syracuse University,
yes,
they had the same problems initially.
Okay.
But within the first 5 or 6 years, they went up, they took care of the problems that were there, that people were complaining about, teams and whatnot, and they don't have the problems anymore. By the way, you play a basketball game up there, 36,000 people.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, that Carrier Dome, people don't realize there's been so many upsets at that dome when Syracuse was just an average team and a great team would go up there on a Thursday night or a Saturday night and that crowd would be rocking and they'd pull off the upset. You talk about a home field advantage. That place had it. So,
I used to work with the fire department.
Oh,
I used to work up and down, you know, can't smoke here, put the cigarette out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the people would get fired up. No question about it, Captain. No, man, it's been a very interesting sports season, and it's going to be continue that way, and baseball's going to be great. Hey, Cap, just to let people know, you know, I love helping people out with their insurance needs and their Social Security and Medicare needs. I've saved you money. I've saved a lot of people money, but you have to call me. If you don't call me, I can't help you. It takes, you know, 30 minutes for us to really go over everything, and 9 out of 10 times I can get you something better and save you money. If I can't, that 1 out of 10 times, you know that you have the right plan. That should give you peace of mind. And if you don't have the right plan, let me put you in the right plan. My name's Patrick Hyland. I'm here with the Captain Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and on Sundays, 11 to 12. Give me a call. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. One more time, 813-966-1052. God bless America, Captain.
All righty, and thanks, Patrick Hyland, of course, in studio this morning. That's a rarity. We might do it again. We'll see. We're going to head over to the IHOP over here and have a little breakfast, and then we'll head it back over across the bridge. But in the meantime, have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people, we the people. Let's get it together and get something done. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.